Welcome to Wednesday, June 25th edition of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estritori, presenting on behalf of Financial Services Online, Australia's go-to source for personal and business insurance. We start today with a stern call towards transparency. The Life Code Compliance Committee has recently reprimanded an anonymous Australian life insurance provider. The reason? Misleading and contrary rejection letters sent to approximately 170 applicants. What's the catch, you ask? Apparently, these letters were both ambiguous and contradictory, failing to properly inform consumers about their options to review. The insurer incorrectly stated that any denial couldn't be reconsidered until new information was provided. An oversight? Perhaps. But Jan McClellan, chair of the committee, left no room for doubt that clear and transparent communication is non-negotiable in the industry. On the subject of confusion, let's talk about patios and how they have suddenly become a pivotal point in insurance claims. Just yesterday, a groundbreaking decision by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority demanded an insurance provider to fully cover a storm-related claim. This case, quirky as it sounds, revolved around confusing policy wording on patio coverage. The Complaints Authority criticized the insurer's lack of evidence concerning the policyholder's negligence and ordered a $4,000 compensation for non-financial losses due to year-long mold exposure. An instance that further underlines the crucial importance of straightforward contracts in preventing customer disputes. But it's not all controversy and complaints. Australia witnessed a significantly sharp drop in insured catastrophe losses last year. They fell to $500 million, a level we haven't seen since 2004. Interestingly, the Insurance Council of Australia reported a clean slate with zero disasters for the year, a first in over three decades since 1982. Aon's Climate and Catastrophe Insight report pairs this event with a stark global contrast. Worldwide insurance losses hit record levels, fueled by significant events in the United States. Alas, the looming threat of climate change is still an incumbent challenge that needs urgent attention. Australian homes are now at an unprecedented risk, as per a worrying report released by the Climate Change Authority. The report predicts a whopping $8.7 billion annual cost by 2050 if measures are not taken promptly. More alarmingly, it forecasts that around 589,000 homes may become uninsurable due to rising flood risks within half a decade. Inferring a critical need for policy reforms, stricter building codes, and a more coordinated investment in infrastructure to reduce energy and insurance costs. As we wrap up, remember that the apparent calm of our catastrophe-free year might be the still before the storm. The path forward calls for strategic risk management and adaptation strategies in light of the unpredictability of global climatic disasters. Keep your umbrella handy, Australia. Until next week, I'm Paige Estritori, tuning out for Financial Services Online. For more details on these stories and a wealth of insurance options and advices, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay safe and stay informed.